We're back with the best of Texans late night, and in the undocumented and very uncelebrated contest of best dressed guests ever on this program, I got to say DJ Swearinger was probably best dressed 2 weeks ago, but our next guest, in a best of way, actually is pretty well dressed himself.
Yeah, he showed up and he said he was going to give DJ Swearinger a run for his money with his cowboy boots. Check out who thought he was the best dressed on late night. First of all, I'd like to say I like that you dressed up for the occasion. You've got your cowboy boots. You're probably the best dressed guest we've had so far, I'd like to say that.
Kareem is not going to like that.
I love it. Yeah. Make sure you tell Swearinger, best dressed on
I
the team.
I will. Have you ever gotten that before, that you're the best dressed? Is this like a personal first for you?
I get it all the time at home, but not here in Houston. Not here in Houston.
All right, so you're best dressed right now, and you're wearing your boots, but I see you a lot of times before the game walking around barefoot. On the field and in the locker room, like, what is the story behind that?
It started when I was in high school. We used to always take a nap before our pregame, walk the field, and I wanted every minute of that nap in high school. So they'd wake us up, and I didn't take the time to put on socks and shoes. I just said, all right, I'm going outside. And we had a big win. I think it was like our second week of my junior or senior year, and I was like, I'm not changing anything. So I made sure from then on I always walked the field barefoot before the game. No matter if it was raining, snow, anything, I did it always.
All right. And then the punting, is that you just like to punt before games too? Do you think you could go in there and punt? Because Bill O'Brien said there's probably three or four guys on this team. Or no, actually he said four or five guys that could punt. And you're always practicing.
I don't think he's seen the skills yet. I know I showed Fitzpatrick and Savage last weekend, and I could throw the ball pretty good. So I shocked them, so I always catch them on the edge, and I don't want to show them now. I'm like, I'll wait and hold off on the punting skills till he needs me in practice.
Smart,
yeah, never mind
smart.
Punting. Quarterback, that's your game.
Oh,
quarterback.
No. Oh, no.
So, Ben, back to the barefoot thing for a moment. I've got to know, when the Texans played the Patriots in the playoffs 2 years ago, were you barefoot in Foxborough? This is January now. What's the coldest it's ever been for the barefoot routine?
I was definitely barefoot before the game.
You were.
I think that game or the Chicago game that was raining.
Yeah.
In like mid-November. That was pretty cold. And college, usually like the end of the season. I think we were playing Georgia Tech one year and it was like sleet and rain. That was a quick warm-up that day.
Primetime games. You had a nice little primetime moment in the last game. JJ does the nay-nay and you and AJ Bouye joined in. And I've been dying to ask you, so was that something that was pre-planned? Had you guys been practicing? You did it very well, so I just wanted to know what the backstory was behind all that.
Yeah, no, it wasn't pre-planned. What happened was JJ got up there, he started doing it, then I saw AJ doing it, and I was just like, you know what? Let me just get up in it too. JJ's doing it all wrong, so let's correct him right here.
What's the proper way to do a nay nay? I won't make you do it.
No,
but,
okay, cool.
Yeah.
You just gotta have rhythm.
How about AJ? How was AJ?
Oh, AJ, he was on point. He was on point.
Well,
he actually told me I was doing it incorrect. I actually got corrected in practice. Gosh.
You know, it's funny when you look at that, Whitney. It's it's almost surprising that you guys didn't get a flag, because that's a team celebration right there. It didn't last that long, but I was a little worried when I was watching that.
Yeah, we got back to the sideline, and somebody said, "I'm surprised y'all didn't get a flag." I was like, "What? Really?"
Yeah.
I didn't know that was a penalty.
What was your reaction seeing J.J. Watt run toward the end zone with the ball? I mean, you know, he does it again,
yeah.
That kind of thing.
Hey, the ball just finds him, and I was just excited for him, you know. He's a great player, and he's living up to it, you know.
So I introed that piece saying that Ben Jones was the best-dressed guest on the show up until that point, which isn't really saying much, but he was in character. You know, that's important to be in character.
I think fashion is all who you are, but, you know, every week players are bringing it because each week it got more and more fashionable as we went on. You know, the one thing that didn't make this Texans late night cut, your version of the nay-nay, I'm sad to say. Mark does the nay-nay all the time.
Maybe in a future program.
Yeah, yeah.
Coming up in the immediate future, though, Game Time, and Ryan Fitzpatrick is a part of it, our very first ever guest, and it was a historic.